Okay, we are on. Call this meeting to order at 5:58. I thought it was 6. Ingram City Council, Monday, June 17th, 2024. Roll call. Rocky Hawkins. David. Robert.
Here.
Ray.
Here.
Twanda.
Here.
Everybody's here. Oh, Chief is not. City staff is Chief of Police Steve Wheeler, Interim City Secretary Kelly Brogan, and Code Enforcement is Stuart Gross. Ray, would you like to say a prayer for us?
Lord, thank you for this time we can come together and do your bidding and will for our city. Just give us the right words and do the right things for our city. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. City events. The city has partnered with Text. Can y'all hear?
Can you hear okay?
The city has partnered with TextMyGov, offering 24/7 assistance via text messaging to save time and efficiently engage with Ingram residents. Residents can find information, report issues, and opt in to receive specific notifications. Kelly?
Yes, so the city has launched an exciting program called TextMyGov, and there, if you grabbed a agenda, there's a flyer on the front of the agenda letting you know how you can opt in. And so you can opt in to city alerts, and then you can also text the city with any questions you might have, or if you want to notify us of a pothole or a yard with tall grass or any other issues you might have. And the phone number is on the flyer, and it's also posted on the board at the front of the room there.
And we're live with that right now?
Yes, we're just getting started, but it's live.
Cool. 1B, reminder, curbside brush pickup within Ingram city limits is the first Tuesday of every month.
Yep, I don't really have much. I don't have much else to add, but Public Works will be making that collection every Tuesday. Is that this mic?
Visitors and citizen forum.
Yes.
Christina Holcomb.
There we go. Okay. Hello. I wanted to come up and sort of just, we're remodeling and we got permits to remodel the inside of 3295. And I know whenever anyone does anything to the downtown area, we're trying to stay ahead of all the, any drama or anything. So we found a rather large roof leak. And so we're having to redo the roof. And so we're going to be requesting a permit to sort of like take off the awning so we can, because it's currently embedded underneath the roof layer, so it sort of has to be peeled back and put back on. And so anyway, I was here. I wanted to sort of get on the agenda, but I didn't know what the rules were. I was here to communicate with everyone that we're not like destroying anything. We're just sort of having to dismantle it to fix some issues, and then we're going to put it back and make it look really nice. And if we change anything on the front, we of course will come before you. But even on the shingles on the awning are even just sort of like falling off with every storm onto the road. So we just wanted to kind of communicate a little bit, and then maybe just say if you guys have any questions, we could sort of like have this conversation before anyone gets upset or thinks that we're trying to, you know, do something under the radar, which we're not. It's the old, what we call the old motorcycle shop. So yeah, so right now it's like we're having to, there's, the rock will all stay and everything will look great, but, and we want to take the rock up on, take off the way it's currently built. It was built like in three phases, so it's add-on after add-on after add-on, and each So we're redoing the inside, and as we sort of peel off something on the inside, it's affecting everything on the outside, in particular on that flat roof. So we're going to redo all the roof, which no one will be able to see from the road, but it's going to mean we have to take some things off on the front and then have to put them back. So anyway, we just are trying to do better about communicating what's happening, and we're slowing down a little bit so we can just be a little more efficient and also be a little more intentional. And then I also wanted to say on a side note that I drove the Ingram roads up on that other side and just wanted to say thank you. It's looking really good, the new roads that you put in. So we appreciate everything you're doing. And notice it. It makes a big difference. But yeah, I'm here if you guys have any questions or, you know, want me to clarify anything. And of course, we will pull that permit to do the new roof and sort that sort of thing. But I just wanted to come here first. Stuart, am I going to get a call? Yeah, so anyway, that's all I was up here for.
We appreciate you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Consent agenda, all items listed below within the consent agenda are considered to be routine by City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of items unless the mayor or council member so requests, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence. Possible action to approve minutes from Ingram City Council regular meeting held on May 20th, 2024. You told me that. Okay. We're going to skip that one. We'll table that. Consideration and possible action on business items. Code enforcement update, Stuart.
Okay, as usual, we're just going right along. We have not gotten a lot of abatements done this last month. We've had some rain issues, staffing issues, so we've gone a little slower than we'd like to. You know me, I like to go fast. We have continued to write 10-day notices to folks, and thankfully, they're cleaning up on their own, so we're still making progress. One of the things that's happened is on 3rd Street, there's a property that's been junked up for a long time. I think we all know the property. It's been sold. I spoke with the owner, and they've already got their demo permit. They're going to tear down the little house on that property and clean all the junk out within the next 2 weeks, which is really, really good. I've got another house, or I should say trailer. It's a very old metal trailer on McNeil Street. It's got to be from the 60s or 70s. Through a little legwork, I found out that has changed hands, and I talked to the gentleman that is the owner of it, and we've agreed that he's going to get a permit, and he's going to clean off the entire lot. So anytime the city doesn't have any kind of resources in it, money or manpower, it's a good day for us. It's a win. So we're doing really good with that, and we keep pushing along. Everybody's happy so far. Another thing that's happened is I've started the demand process on the abatements that we've already done. And fortunately, one of the citizens has come in and paid their bill in full, which was a real nice surprise. And then I have two other folks that happen to be the highest dollar amounts owed to the city have both reached out to me in the last week about making arrangements to get their bills taken care of with the city. So if we can do that, we can be, you know, a little lenient and work out maybe a payment plan with them. It's sure a lot easier than getting our money through a lien, because as you know, if we lien it, it's going to sit till that property sells, and then it could be a long time. So I had spoke to Rocky and Claude and about it, and so if we can work out something where they're going to give us a pretty decent, you know, down payment and something in writing where we can expect a payment every month, then I think we should consider that. So. We could put a lien on it for the amount, the remainder. Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'd much rather do that than to, because, you know, some of these properties, they go from hand to hand to hand to hand in this town, and, you know, 40, 50, 60 years from now, we may still be waiting for it to be able to sell and get a lien on it. So that's where we're on code enforcement. Other than that, we're just pushing. Anybody?
Thank you. Residential and commercial properties in Ingram to become compliant with 911 address signage per CUR emergency 911 network. Stuart?
Okay. Last meeting, I kind of mentioned it, approached it, so y'all could chew on it a little bit. And I've needed some time to really work on it, not just, you know, from the hip kind of a thing. I've had 4 or 5 phone conversations with the 911 board, seeing what they needed to make it easy for them. I've talked to Kelly and Laura, what would make it easy on the city, because we don't have the manpower to get this huge influx of orders, and we just don't want to do that. So I talked to the girls, and they know, they keep me straight. And apparently we could send out a one-time bill, call it emergency services bill, first responder bill, whatever you want, and it would be for $10 for each house that's currently hooked up to the sewer, because that's the only way we can contact them at this point. So the thing that would make it really good for us, I think, is that Laura has assured me she can break that 666 customers up into bite-sized pieces, maybe a street or two at one time. That way we can generate a list. I can go down those streets, one or two streets. I can see who does have a sign already, and we can take them off the list so we don't get a duplicate. We can email it over to the 911 board, and they can make signs in a reasonable manner. It's going to take some time. And then I would propose that I would go pick them up once a week, twice a week, whatever their schedule has, and that we would try to assist the public actually attach them to their homes, either with some self-tapping screws or some zip ties or something. But there's 666 sewer customers, so we need either another customer to come on board or one to get off, because I don't like that number. And of course, we're going to have some people up in phase three that aren't on the sewer. And I think if you look in your packet, there's a sample of the city of Midland has made a door hanger. We're kind of going to piggyback off what they've done, save us a lot of work. They did an ordinance and made it a Class C misdemeanor that if you don't have your residence or business tagged with a blue 911 sign, it's a Class C misdemeanor. So that'll be up to our municipal judge to come up with. I don't know, Chief.
So we can do an ordinance?
So once we get the bulk of it done, then we can actually start going back and seeing who doesn't have signs. And then we can approach them. We can alter that door hanger that Midland did. We could alter that easily to fit our needs. And I can make contact with them, you know, maybe a door hanger or something. And I don't see a lot of people that aren't going to have them after that, because right now most of our citizens are on the sewer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we should look at it and do it. I think it would really make us look progressive in the Kirk County area.
Maybe we could put that on the back of the bill that you need to get your 911. Yeah.
And that's what the girls were talking to, the women at the office were talking about. They can put it on the sewer bill. And they know who's paid and who hasn't paid. Now, you are going to have some people. I have, you know, I do drive around here once in a while, and there are a smattering of signs out there. And if somebody's just really not happy about paying the $10, we have a way that we can credit that back without too much trouble. So that's all I got. Any questions? Thank you very much. We need to make sure you don't have sewer over there because I don't like the 666 number. So I'll do that in the morning.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. 4C K9 purchase, Chief Wheeler.
So I'm trying to add a second K9 to Ingram. Right now, our canine officers, he works every other weekend. So if we can get a second one, we'll have a canine 7 days a week. We're happy with the progress of the first one. You know, we had a drug bust on Friday and again last night. And so we're already seeing improvement. And so if we can have that every weekend, that's what we're after. We've had some donations. As of right now, we need about an 8,000 additional. We have two organizations in the next week that's going to meet that's I believe is going to plan on donating. I don't know the amount. I truly feel like we'll get the full amount donated, but for right now, so we can move forward, we're needing, you know, an additional 8,000 to purchase the dog. So, sir,
we have to have that.
Well, we need to move forward. It's same deal. The dog's coming from Kimball County, just like the other one. And so an officer I just recently hired, he's already set up with the dog. And so saves us thousands of dollars if we were to try to do it, you know, from startup.
Thousands.
So, and then, you know, back, I guess it was 2 years ago, we had Mason County donate a canine cage. So we have that equipment to put in a Tahoe. And so we were gonna, you know, use that old system to equip the Tahoe for it.
Awesome.
So.
Dog, because we have everything to work with, and we're gonna get donations, and it's not gonna be much out of our budget to do it. The officer's coming. It's his dog that's working with him, so we don't have to train one. And we've already got enough money off the other dog coming in to really reduce the price of him, so we'd be foolish not to do it.
And we've had an additional $1,000 donation, and then there's a few other people's planning on donating, but as of today, that's what we need. You know, a week from now, we may have the money, so. Everybody's being so positive about it. I'm hearing a lot of people say good things, and they're seeing, and so.
So what do we need? 8,000?
8,000, yes, sir.
Okay. I got it. I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we go for the dog.
We need to vote on that?
Yes.
Go ahead and go with the dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I motion. You seconds?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank y'all.
Finance new vehicle for Ingram Police Department. Chief.
We so these Chargers, as you know, there's still a few available, and so with the $2,500 discount and the free delivery, we're trying to. This is the last year they're making them, so we're trying to see if we could get one more so that when these go away that we have one. So we thought about seeing about financing it so we don't have to deplete our budget to move forward. Kelly got with the bank, and I believe they said what 5.something% is 5.9. What they would finance for.
Correct.
So I just think that. And again, the donations that we're working on and setting up, I believe that they're going to help donate for vehicle as well. It's just to lock this in before they're gone, that's what we're after. So We've been very fortunate and positive feedback from these organizations that we've been talking to. Now, we are setting up the 501(c) so that we can have that nonprofit set up so that we can apply for some of these additional grants.
How close are we on that?
Jackie and I was working on it today, so I would think within a couple of weeks we should have that set.
And how long is the term for the 5.9?
5 years.
5 years?
If we finance the full amount.
Yeah. But if we can pay that off, if we get the donation, then we don't make sure we can pay it off.
But if we don't have to finance it, if we don't need it.
Yeah, still going to come up with $19,000 and go ahead and...
These prices are very good, and even if y'all look at the vehicles that y'all purchased in the past, pre-COVID, before everything went skyrocket, y'all paid a lot more. So, I mean,
they're,
you
like
know,
$40,000
out the door for a police car is cheap. And I'm afraid that we're going to lose it after this year. So,
I think we should get a loan.
I'm making a motion.
Go get a loan.
Go ahead and finance it and get it on the way.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm excited. 4E, resident concern regarding the USDA Phase 3 sewer project and storm water runoff. Kelly?
Yes, so after all the big storms we had last Sunday, a week ago, and Monday, I believe, there were a lot of residents who were calling Laura and me and complaining and sending videos and photographs, and I got some emails too through the website. So anyhow, I gathered all of those addresses. Well, I drove out there actually with Public Works to go look at some of these on Monday morning, and it was very bad. A few of them are terrible. And some of these homes have had no water problems in the past, and now they're being flooded. The water it's not a trickle, it is a stream of water coming down the roadway with nowhere to go but onto people's properties and homes, and the soft caliche shoulders were a mess, just everywhere and piling up in people's yards. Anyhow, so we did get a lot of photos. Public Works and I took a lot of photos, and then homeowners sent in photos and videos and written complaints, and so I forwarded those to SWG Engineering. That's Greg, the inspector here, who is here in Ingram, and then I sent it to Sky Blue, the contractor that is responsible for all of that. So
they were told that this was going to happen.
No.
Sky Blue was told this would happen if we did not get the gutter, and the ditches in there and everything else. So now the dirt was all fresh and it come a roaring through there. I went and looked at it. It is a damn mess, but
a lot of people couldn't get in and out of their driveways. And
but we cleaned it up.
Yes, Public Works went out for
cleaned
days.
It up and got it working again. We may not have as much damage the next time, but Sky Blue is going to have to go back and take care of some stuff.
And I understand they were on, Oscar from Sky Blue was on site today along with Greg visiting the homes that I had mentioned.
It only took them a week to get here.
Well, I did not. I compiled everything and sent it to them on Thursday, just because it was all there. All the complaints were still coming in. So, fair enough. They came today, but. Yeah.
But they're looking at fixing it.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyhow, it's on the agenda because I invited anyone who called or wrote or sent pictures, and I invited them to come tonight. I know it was, they only had 1 week notice, but that's why it's on the agenda.
Okay.
No vote on that. Ingram City Park, Kelly.
Yeah, so there have been, especially over Memorial Day weekend, we had a few phone calls asking why the gates at Ingram City Park, I guess
leading down towards the water were locked. A woman wanted to kayak with her son, and I did mention some of the other access points. But anyway, she wanted to be on the agenda today. She said she may or may not show up, but I didn't know if you wanted to discuss. I understand there's good reason why those gates are locked most of the time, but I didn't know if you wanted to discuss it. Oh, the other thing is a few of the other people said, oh, I used to go down there and have lunch on my lunch break once in a while, or, I mean, I think they can still walk over there, but, and yeah, so that was a citizen's concern is why the gates leading to the water are closed.
And I've caught people drinking several times down there, and that's why I asked the public works to start locking that, because we have no cameras down there, and they know they're hidden, but and have you had any calls back down there?
No.
So I do know that it's been an issue, and so I'm against opening the gates. You know, there's a lot of other access points to the river, and they can carry the kayak down there.
We don't have a boat ramp
down there, so I just think it's a bad idea. I mean, it's too hard for us to monitor that. And so if we start getting vandalism and drinking and kids hurt, I mean, I just think it's more of a liability on the city, you know.
Yeah, I do too.
In my past, running up and down
the river fishing and stuff and walking our dogs, I've found drug paraphernalia and stuff down there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm fine with it being closed.
I am too.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's accessible by foot. You
yes.
just can't drive your vehicle down
right.
there, which that could probably
yes.
lead to
so
more
So they can
problems.
Walk back there, but
okay.
at least if they park in the parking lot and there's an issue, then we have cameras, them going from that point on.
Not that far.
Leave it closed.
Thank you.
No vote on that?
I don't see why I'm not in favor of opening it. It's already closed, so leave it.
Moving on. 4G.
Actually, can we talk about 4F2?
Establish hours?
Yes. If we could establish hours of operation for the park bathroom facilities at Ingram City Park, I'm getting some conflicting information on when it should be open or when it shouldn't be open. Sometimes I'm told it's only open if the park is rented out, but I didn't know if we want those unlocked during daylight hours on the weekends, even if the park is not rented.
Yeah, we have a ton of vandalism down there. It costs more to fix the sinks and the commodes after they tear them up at night and stuff than it does just shut them down. When it rents out, it rents out. Them kids want to go play basketball, they can go up and use the restroom somewhere else. I mean, I'm not in favor of having to do any more money spent down there than we have to, because they have just tore it up.
We've had too much trouble in the past keeping that thing together.
I'd say open it up when they rent it and close it when they don't.
I just
like it is.
That sounds good to me. I just had some Public Works wasn't even sure about when they're supposed to open it, unlock it, or lock it, so we'll keep it.
Yeah, they were.
They've had issues for years, but they get this.
They know what it is, they just...
Yeah.
Okay. So, the park bathroom will only be open if it's rented out.
Right.
Thank you.
Select a CPA for annual audit. Kelly?
And I was going to, this week I'm going to, unless you have someone you'd like to use, I'm going to ask some of the other cities who they recommend and get some names and prices for you. But I didn't know if there was any that you wanted to use
before. The one that
before
we
I
did last year is, they've only done it 1 year, right?
I'm not certain. Is his name Don, maybe?
I think he's the one we just hired last year to do one time.
Normally we keep them for 3 years.
So do y'all want to keep him?
Well, I'd like to keep him for another year.
You would like to keep him?
I think he only did it last year. And then see what he does, and then, because it's hard for them to just keep bouncing back and forth to people until they get, you know, if these people know what they're looking at and stuff now, probably going to be easier for them to come up with the, our books better this year.
Okay.
Just leave them the same. Right. That suits everybody.
Good. Yeah, they've already been there, done it.
Go ahead and vote on that.
I'll make a motion we keep the same ones for this year.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Texas Health Benefit Pool, October 1st, 2024, September 30th, 2025. Kelly?
Yes, so in your packets under consideration, you can see that with Texas Health Benefits Pool, there is no change from this year to next year for employee health insurance. It should be right here. Or did you not? Oh, okay, yeah.
There's no change in
them. Yeah, we're going up on it or nothing.
No, it's on and it's
this is where we're.
It's under the green tab. There's a few, medical stayed the same, but there's a few other items that may have changed very slightly, dental or vision. And that's employee paid anyhow, optional. I wasn't aware that we have to let them know by July 1st if we're going to keep them for the next fiscal year.
So we were supposed to be looking into different insurance, better for the family, where
right.
You can put your family on it.
Without being shorthanded like that.
I understand.
I think the previous city secretary did start exploring those options with a broker, but I don't know what her findings were. And it's mostly because if the employee wanted to pay for a spouse, it's cost per, or a dependent, it's quite expensive.
Quite expensive.
I don't see any reason to change right now.
Not since it's due July 1st, and I was just made aware of that a week or two ago. They want 90 days notice.
So before we move on that, are we going to talk about the benefit waiting period?
Yes, that's the next item, yep.
So how much is it a month? $7.92.
That is what Ingram pays. Yes, the city of Ingram pays 100% for the employee only.
And that was something we talked about not here. But it's not been popular, so we kept it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. For employee plus spouse, yeah.
And family.
Yeah, that's cost prohibitive.
Yeah. There ain't no way.
But so if we revisit this, you know, with a broker come January or.
So can we still, are we locked in for a year on this?
I can, they want us to give 90 days notice.
To cancel it or?
No, well, no, even if we want to renew. But I can find out if they're willing to give us more time.
Oh, okay. We still need a vote on it, just in case, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. Need a motion to approve the insurance.
Make a motion, we'll leave it like it is for now.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we need a to determine benefit waiting period for new hires.
Yeah.
Yes, if you look at that one sheet that's also right in there, it looks like one of the previous city secretaries had, February 16th, 2023, had changed it to
Ruby
30
Turner.
Days. And I don't know if that, I have not had time to look back at minutes to see if this was council approved.
I don't think
or not.
We ever approved it, but she just changed it without saying anything to anybody.
So that went into effect.
It was
effect,
a 90-day hire.
Yep, that went into effect. She signed it in February 2023, so that it went into effect October 1st, 2023. And then, but that is still current.
But we have to wait. When we change it, we're still, what, 30 days, 60 days?
If you change it now, it'll go into effect October 1st.
Yeah.
So if you want 60-day waiting period or 90-day waiting period. The thing to keep in mind, though, is that this is for... it's for both the PD insurance and city hall. So, I know the PD has a much more dangerous position.
I think theirs need to go in effect a lot sooner than.
But she's saying that we can't.
Yeah.
All employees.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But all or none.
I understand wanting 60 or 90 days in case there's high turnover. For City Hall side, but at the same time, it affects the police as well.
Is that something we could rewrite?
Should be able to.
Yeah, maybe we can have two separate insurance
policies.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to do that for the police.
Yeah, because they need to be on
okay.
Their own.
They have to be on.
Is your mic on? Just so that I can make sure the recording's getting out. Okay.
I think we need to have two separate policies, definitely covering the police department on a new hire for covering them. Because
okay.
High incident, they'll be injured faster than, God forbid, than a city employee.
I'll email our benefit person and find out. Her name's Trish.
Right now they're going on any 30 days. So, and we can't change it until October and all your people are already coming aboard, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
And right now, I mean, I don't see no sense waiting 90 days on them. I mean, 60, but I think their policy should be different than the city policy. So if we can split them off, leave y'all like it is. And
so maybe we can get a maybe we can get a broker to find a different insurance.
Yep.
This?
Yep. I'll see if Texas.
Yeah, we can't we're not going to change anything right now, but tonight anyhow.
Right.
It's going to stay the same and everybody's still covered in the 30-day deal.
But I'll see if Texas Health Benefits Pool is willing to give us more time instead of this 90-day deadline. You know, they wanted to know 90 days before our renewal, which would be July 1st.
We got people that are on, you know, they're on a trial basis for 90 days of whether they're going to work out and stuff.
Right.
So the insurance shouldn't be going into effect before then.
Well, right now, if you hire more public works employees, we're forced that it'll start the first of the month after 30 days.
Thanks
yeah.
To Ruby.
Yeah, it's going to start.
But that's only until we can change that.
Yeah. Let's find another policy.
All right. We didn't make a motion on that? Or just do it? We don't have to do anything. It's going to stay the same until we change it.
So
we can just table that one.
We'll just make a motion to keep it the same.
Well, we can't.
No, the 30 days right now.
I make a motion we keep the insurance at the 30-day as it is right now.
Okay, so it's going to stay the same.
Right.
And we're going to have to redo the whole vote again instead of just leaving it like it is and just tabling it.
It's the same difference.
It's
same different.
Okay. We're just,
it's on the agenda.
We're just keeping it
the
same.
We voted on one and not the other.
Okay.
Just vote.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ordinance and resolution. Nothing? Oh, no. I missed one. Nope. Okay. Staff report, new hires for police department chief.
Yes, Kyle started today. He's our newest officer, and then we have another officer starting Thursday on the 20th. That his name is Hugh. He's the one that's coming from Kimball County, and so we'll be fully staffed again. That'll be four plus me, and that's what we have. So we did not get the COPS grant that we were applying for. They had 800 applicants, and only 40 got it out of the state. And so, you know, it's something we'll have to revisit next year and try to reapply. But we were hoping for that to get closer to 24-hour coverage, but just didn't get it. So it's going to be four plus me until the end.
Six
so.
Plus you, right?
Well, yeah. With the dogs.
Oh, yeah. They're considered officers.
So, yes.
Yeah, Officer Caesar.
All the new business, discuss municipal annexation and an effort to extend municipal service, regulation, voting privilege, and taxing authority.
So we've talked to Ruben about this, and so it needs to be, if y'all want to move forward on any type of annexation, it has to be recorded in the minutes to move forward. And so, you know, my thoughts on this is, this is something I've been pushing for, is to extend the streets, you know, for us to go move to Kerrville, which we're only a half a mile right now from our, you know, east city limits to Kerrville. But, you know, if we could extend 39 and then moving forward, if we were able to annex that, then moving forward, it would keep someone else from annexing on top of us, you know. And so, you know, and then eventually take in residences and stuff. But our goal now is to at least get the streets and give us more room for traffic enforcement and things like that. So I would like to see us move past the boat ramp on 39, if not even to the S curve. For this is the future of Ingram. If we want Ingram to grow, we've got to start the process, and it's a lengthy process. But
we're just taking in the highway right now, moving up.
And I think that it would be wise to vote to start the process, just to, you know, like I said, it is lengthy. It's nothing that's going to happen in the next few months. It's yes.
If we don't take it,
no.
I make a motion we move that way and move up toward the boat ramp and also to the city limits of Kerrville.
I second that.
All in favor?
No. Aye. That way we can get started on our paperwork.
Wanda, was that a?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Items for future agenda. Anybody? Nothing? Okay. Okay, we are going to go into executive session. City Council,
thank y'all,
appreciate y'all. City Council may, as permitted by law, adjourn into executive session at any time to discuss any matter listed above if they meet the qualifications of Section 551.071. Consultation with the attorney. Personnel. Oh, I lost my place. Consultation with attorney. 551.072, deliberation regarding real property. 551.073, deliberation regarding gifts. 551.074, personnel officers. 551.076, deliberation regarding security devices, and 551.087, deliberation regarding economic development negotiations of Chapter 551 of the Texas Local Government Code. So we are going into executive session at 6:43, discussion related to personnel, non-exempt hourly employee, the city secretary position, and the assistant city secretary position.